Hello.
Hi, is that Carol?
Hi.
Yeah, perfect. It's Francesca calling.
Oh, hi.
Okay. So would you be ready to go through the application now? Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Yeah, perfect. So before we begin, just need to take some details off you for protection. So I think we took some already. So just to double check everything. So can you give me your date of birth for me, please?
3/12/1987.
Perfect. And your address?
6 Milburn Court, mapped off, AB441PH.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Just double checking what we've covered already. That's all from the last call. Sorry, 2 seconds.
What are you doing, Gucci? What are you doing? That's just my dog. She's like a kid and she's quiet. She's usually up to something. Oh,
Mine's
she's lying
the
in our beddie.
same.
She's just up and needy at the minute. She's out whining in my face. And it's like, paying the dick in, but she wants because she can't afford it. But then she's a worry though, because the day this morning she had her breakfast and you said, she's going, what do you want? And you go in there and it's like, show Matt. And she went through the kitchen and it's like, what? And she was like, basically, well, telling you she's wanting food. She's gone up begging, but she's like, gone up when her bag of food's up on a chair. She's like, putting like her feet up on the stool leg, like putting her head up as if to say, that's what I'm wanting. I'm wanting more food. She's really smart. She gets a mail and everything. If you
Mind
post
about
it,
that.
the post it goes and it's like, ta. And then she'll go and get a post and on, but she wanna chew it up or
Handy.
anything.
That's handy,
No.
isn't it?
Or if you can't
Right.
be arse taking my bank card up and doing the spare, I'll
Go
say, ta, go and get it, and she'll
get
trot up to
it.
me.
Perfect.
Oh, she's too
So
cute, she's very nice.
I've just reviewed now, so our last phone call. So got for the details. So your address prior to here was 11 Barnhill Road, yeah?
Yeah.
And your parents' names I've got is Alexander and Barbara.
Yeah.
Yep, perfect. So go through now. So obviously discussing experiences connected to this application can be difficult and upsetting. So just remind you to take your time during the call, okay? And if you need a break or any further explanation, just let me know, okay?
Okay.
And do you suffer from any communication difficulties that you wish to make me aware of?
No, just sometimes I deny was understand.
No problem. Yeah, so just take your time, okay? And if you need a break, just let me know. So
Okay.
what I'll go through is for the purpose of today's call. So I'll explain the scheme to you. We'll go through your options, explain how INF Law operates. We'll go through the funding and fees, and then gather some information on how and if we can assist you. Is that all okay? So the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies, and support to survivors of historical child abuse in care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. So I want to cover all your options so that you know what they are first. So you're able to apply directly to the redress scheme by yourself without a solicitor, or you can instruct a solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fees Scheme, and they're paid by the government for assisting you with the application. So under the government scheme, they can receive up to £2,000 plus the VAT from the government for helping you, whether you're successful or not. So with INF Law, so we don't operate under the statutory scheme, so we don't claim the government-funded fees. So if you decide to instruct us, you'd be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we're not paid by the government for assisting you. So the next question would be to confirm if you've not been in any contact with any solicitors relating to the redress scheme. So
No, it's just that person.
just that, yeah. So following that, so if you decide to go with us, you sign the contract. So if you could cancel that one within the 2 weeks, that would be great. If they get back in contact with you. So in regards to that one, so did you sign anything?
I think so. I just sent them. Well, I thought it was you because it was emails and messages from INLS Law, and your name was at the bottom of them. And then
Yeah.
the mobile number sent a link that I had to click, and then I uploaded my driving license and a letter for a proof of ID, and then I just did a signature.
Okay, no problem. Yeah. So if you could possibly get back in contact or just send them an email or something, just if you wanted to withdraw from them, that's all.
But they said
So
they're going to try redress on some other thing as well.
yeah, so if you can get in contact and see if they could possibly just do the one of them instead. That's if you obviously you wanted to go with us for the redress one. But we wouldn't be able to run both at the same time.
Okay.
So our agreement, so we operate on a no-win, no-fee basis. So if your application is unsuccessful, you pay nothing. And then if you withdraw your application on our advice, you pay nothing. So if you are successful and you receive the redress payment, our fees consist of a basic charge based on time spent and then a success fee. However, the total fees are capped at no more than 16% plus the VAT of your payments. You never pay more than that. So there's no prior fees and there's no fees for cancelling. So it's just a success fee at the end. Is that
So
okay so far?
how little and how much can you get?
So with this scheme, so we're pursuing the individually assessed ones, so you can get up to £100,000 from the scheme.
But if it's a minimum,
The minimum is 10.
£10,000.
The minimum is £10,000.
Holy shit, that's a lot, and that's a minimum.
Yeah.
Oh,
So
wow.
we can't guarantee that your application will be successful or the level of award the scheme may give you. So they operate on a discretionary basis. So we can't promise the outcome or anything like that. But from what you've spoken about previously, I can't obviously guarantee it, but I don't see any issues so far with you being successful with it. So if you decide to instruct us, is what we do. So we discuss your eligibility to apply to the scheme. We gather and review all the evidence for you. We prepare and submit the full application. We do all the correspondence with the scheme. Then we can advise you on any offers made. We'll explain the statutory waiver to you if an award is offered. And then if you're unhappy with the outcome, then we can assist you then with any reconsideration or review processes as well. So if the
Okay.
redress offer is made to you, we'll fully explain the statutory waiver before you decide whether to accept anything. And it can affect your ability to pursue future civil claims relating to the matters. So you're not expected to accept anything without fully understanding the consequences. So that's the end of the thing with the other one ongoing. It might affect your ability to pursue this one, that's
No, I
all.
could easily, but so like I could have continued with the redress with you and then continued with, well, I need to find out exactly what the other thing is from the person. And
Yeah,
once I
so if
find out, I'll ask. But
yeah.
redress, well, it depends what it was. I was waiting to ask if it could interfere with one another, but then you might not know because I don't know what it is, the other thing.
Yeah. So if you'd be able to confirm fully what it is that you signed up for, and then let me know, and then I'll look into it and speak to my manager about what we can do, okay?
I'll check the number just now, actually.
Yeah.
And then I'll see if they like message me back while I'm on the phone. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. So with us as well, so like everywhere else as well, so if you decide to proceed, you have a 14-day cancellation period after you sign the agreement. So you can cancel within that period for any reason without charge. And
It says it's for electronically mandate documents for your allocated solicitor, and then it's like HTTP and then all the dots and slashes. Storm
yeah, so that's the link.
CRM. That's,
What's
and then
that?
it's the
CC.
Storm CRM dot co dot UK, and then it's got all numbers and letters and dashes.
CRM.
Yeah.
And what comes before the CRM, sorry?
Well, it's the HTTPS and then the two dots, and then two slashes, and then it's the www dot stormcrm.co.uk, and
Storm
then
CRM.
yeah, dot UK, dot co dot UK, and then
I'll have a
after the
look into
UK, it's
that.
got another slash, and I think it's a capital I, another slash.
That's okay. If you could send that, so if you just copy and paste that and send it to me on email, then I'll have a look into it. Is
Okay,
that okay?
and it says kind regards historical claims team.
Okay. Okay, yeah, I'll have a look into that if you forward it over to me. So if you just copy and paste the message and then send it on an email or WhatsApp or something, and then I'll take a look into
Okay, I
Yeah.
can do that just now actually while I'm on the phone
Yeah,
to
perfect.
you.
Thank you. So with the right to cancel as well, so you can authorise us to begin work immediately while your cancellation rights still remain. So would you be happy for us to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. So, like I mentioned previously as well, so just so we can act formally for you, so we'll need the proof of identification and address, but if you've already submitted those, it'll be the same ones. So
Yeah,
I'll send
okay.
you, yeah. So I'll send you an email with all that information on as well, okay?
Okay, I didn't really write, I like type your email in, I just forwarded it on, copied and pasted it, but it's just got like the link in the Spotlight Teams. And then I
Yeah,
just
that's
forwarded it
okay.
on to one of your emails saying that you tried to
Oh
get in
yeah, there we
touch.
go. Yeah, I've got it here.
Good chance I'll get out then. What all these papers is in? She's another thief stalks that dog of mine. She pinches stalks. And then if she's not got any stalks, she'll just pinch papers out of bin. I think she's got a door of paper.
There you go. So I've got that email, so I'll have a look into that for you. So regarding the next stage of the application now, so would you want to add a beneficiary to your application?
I'm my dad.
Yeah, would I be able to take his full name, please?
Mr. Alexander William Murdoch. See, if Willie's here, he'd moan, and then I'd hate to see him and then contact you later and say, nah, scrub up.
Yeah.
It's just
And
a
what was his
fate of
date
life.
of birth?
Oh, I've not got a clue. Oh, no, I do. Oh, for love. I'll have to go and check. I know what it's doing. Because, oh, shouldn't I say? I'm too forward with saying things. My partner's dad was co-driving that, and I'm not sure if he was too old because he's in his 80s. And because I would have needed to get brake doing because my engine was overheating, I says to my dad, "It's your date of birth, so I can say that he was coma." I mean, definitely if it was like an accident or something serious,
Yeah.
but it was just from a brake dude, so I thought that was acceptable. Oh, okay, his date of birth is 30th of June,
Yeah.
1959.
Right. And do you have an email address or contact number for him?
No, I've got his number.
Yeah, is that okay?
Yeah, there's need to find him. 077834.
Yep.
090
Yep.
92.
Perfect. And do you know his address?
Yeah, it's 11 Barn Hill Road, Macduff. I'm just saying my address, it's a bit messed up. My mum's remarried, my dad was someone else, and they were both renting the family house, the old family house from my
Oh
mum.
yeah,
But
I remember
now
you
my dad's
mentioning.
gone. Oh, it's
So
a bit
he's
strange.
lived there since before you were placed in care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lan's not lived there since I was 16, but if I was stayed like round the block, and now I'm just doing the street.
So regarding some impact factors, so have you received any relevant payments? So criminal injuries compensation relating to the abuse or court ordered damages? Anything
No.
like that? No. And
No.
have you received advance payment scheme payments?
No, I was
No.
not aware. I was not aware of nothing really. Just redress and Digby Brown was meant to help me, and they did not, and says a redress came
Yeah.
pointless, basically.
Yeah. And do
Probably
you
not
have
enough in it for
any?
them.
Yeah. No. And do you have any criminal convictions?
Well, yes, I do. I.
Do you have any with a sentence of imprisonment of 5 years or more?
Oh, no.
No. And anything relating to rape or murder?
No.
No. No problem.
Oh, Jesus,
So
where have you put in here?
the next stage now is just to go through your care settings. So the places you were with the approximate time frames, if you can recall.
I was only at Jane and Arthur's about a year or something.
When you were 10 years old for a year.
No, about a year, but I was just either I was around about 14. It was either just before I was 14, and then when I was 14, or it was just when I was 14. I can't really remember.
And where was that?
That was at Pertsoy Glen Glassa.
How do I spell that, sorry?
There's two villages. There's Port Soy. It's like just outside Port Soy, but before Sand End. It was a distillery. I think it's Glen Glassa. I'm not sure how you spell it. Okay, Google it just now. Glen. Cool.
So is it a care home for children?
Well, no, it was our own house. I've got the spell and it's just Glen and then Glass. But after the two S's and Glass, it's A-U-G-H.
So in regards to that, was that a care setting?
It was their own house.
So it was like a foster care?
Oh, yeah. Okay. It was just like a row from the main road of houses. Just a wee row. It was like a hand from a house, a handful of houses. They stayed at the bottom house. Or the distillery.
2 seconds, just popping this all on the file for you.
I mean, like when we were younger, Kenny would just come and give us fags because we were younger and couldn't get fags. You can. He used to use that as like getting a way in. But when we were younger, we used to think, oh, he's not very adult like, if that makes sense. We thought. Well, we probably thought he was kind of cool, Ken, letting us smoke and giving us fags, Ken. But now I'm out, and we just used to joke saying he's a creep, Ken, a creeper. But then, if they're having kids, I think, well, if anybody had touched up my kid, I'd want to chop their buzz off. Sorry for my language, like
yeah.
Or karate chop their throat. You'd want to pull them up or dece them and say something at least. And
yeah,
then
you'd
my step
them,
mom. She said, just after or before it went to court, I knew there was something there right. I tried to tell your mum and dad, but they weren't listening. And my mum was a witness for him. I thought, wow, Ken. So my mum was even knew my mum was a witness for him at court. So obviously, if I spoke up, I'd get told to shut up, basically. I did try and say when I was 15, and I was at my mum's. My dad was at the rigs, but my dad was home from the rigs and I walked with his partner. My mum, man, I came where she was at. The front door was open, so I couldn't lock him out, and he came down, Alistair, and he tried to kiss me.
Who was
but
that?
When I was 15, I wasn't in his care at the time, but when I was 15, my mum and dad was out. And the door was left open, and Alistair came down, and he tried to kiss me. But obviously I was 15, so I couldn't say anything or do anything. But I did try and tell my parents, and they just laughed and told me I was speaking shite, and they didn't believe me.
Yeah. Okay, so was that the only care setting that you were placed in?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And then when it went to court, I asked the court people, I said, why we didn't get told why I had to stop. My mum was just a way to go out to drive. And the social worker was kind of funny because one of them was quite chunky. So it was funny to watch her waddle and running down the drive. But she come running down the drive and was like, Jen, stop right there. You kind of go to Jane and Alistair's. You're not going back there again. And they didn't say why. But then the solicitor, when I said, is there anything in the papers to why? And they said, well, no, but reading between the lines, social work knew their cell, like, lines was being crossed.
Yeah, so why were you placed there to begin with?
Because me and my mum didn't get on. My mum, I should say, she'd work with kids all day at work. She wouldn't want to come home to kids. Like, my sister didn't get abuse from her because my sister was still too, was still little. So she'd go to, like, my aunties and my grannies and stay a lot because she was still little. Obviously, I was like older again, so obviously, I didn't want to stay with like my granny, and she'd always have my sister, and me and my mum just didn't get on. The only time my mum would get on was when she was bigging me up, saying, oh, look at my beautiful daughter to men on the internet when she's a drink.
Yeah,
but I would have rather have when I was getting like physical and mental abuse at home, but I'd have rather have been touched up and groomed with Alistair sometimes than be at my mum, be my mum.
So,
she's still abuses my mum. That's why I don't have much to do with my mum, because she's still an arsehole and abuses me yet.
Yeah.
And she took care of my, well, he's 21 now, my oldest kid. And he's messed up in the head, and it's because of her. She just belittles us all the time, puts us down. It's like she makes herself feel good, belittling people, especially me and the bottom, my son.
Yeah. So, in regards to your time while you were at that thing, obviously you've mentioned briefly like things that happened to you. So, would you just be able to tell me about any incidents that you recall, any others?
Well, it was always there was sometimes this other boy that would go, and okay, like for, well, not security, but or law, but protocol or whatever, they'd have to have the door open. Like if me and Scott was, like the kids in the big bathroom was at the back of the house where my room was at, but the boys' room that would go there and the other boys' room was at the front of the house, so you'd have to walk past to go into the kitchen. So the door would be opening, so we'd just be playing games or watching TV. But Alistair would make sure the door was right open, and he would always make a point in going for more fag, make a point in going for more biscuits in and out the kitchen so he could just spy and log in. Like he didn't like me and Scott getting on, and he would take Scott home first so he could be with me alone in the car. And he'd, I don't know if you, when you were at school, did like, was there this thing, like boys would put their hand on your leg and run their hand up, and they'd
Yeah.
say, "Are you getting nervous? You nervous yet?" That's what it would remind me on, but he wouldn't say that. But he would put his hand on my leg all the time. I mean, not even like a partner. Like if like now I'm older, if my partner is driving and hit his hand on my leg, again. Well, okay, that's acceptable because it would be my, well, it wouldn't have because he's my ex, but if it was, you can, well, I
Yeah.
don't care who the fuck he is, just
So
a
he put
lawyer,
his
but
hands on your
Alistair, he
leg.
wouldn't have just keep his hand in one place, he would stroke my leg and put his hand, I was always waiting for him to interfere with my front area, but he luckily he never did, like, but he would always touch my up, he'd, give me a lift in the lorry. He'd wait till I got so far down so he could curve on my chest, and then once I was so far down the ladder, he'd come round and help me down, just so he could grab my backside.
Yeah.
And he would like take me and my mate on a road trip, and it would be like, right, who's giving my head? Well, he'd say it more vulgar, but who's giving my head?
What would he say?
Who's giving my head tonight? Like blowjob.
Yeah, so he'd
Well,
say that to.
he's a bit more vulgar than that, but I like he'd go on about blowjobs, he'd put fags in my back pockets to slap her arse, he'd put fags in my top. But that's what he used to do, and I was trying to find some sort of way to get down and round about me and my mates. Like when I was 16 and got my first house, I had a coal fire. He'd come down and give me coal and stuff, which was good on because it did save me a lot, getting coal and peat. But okay, it was because he was being nice, but it was mainly to be a creep.
Yeah, no,
And then my
definitely.
family are trying to say, look, he's a creep. I can't stand being ruined on, Ken. And me and my mates would put on winter jackets in the height of summer and dressing gowns and cover up. But that's when he really got worse because. You know, there was no parents about at all, and we couldn't just shout upstairs or downstairs, "Mom, look, he's doing this." Not that I'd get believed anyway, but again, and obviously, like, his wife wouldn't be there, so we couldn't say, "Jane, he's said this or that," or. But and in their house as well, they had like a broken lock on their bathroom, so they had a big hole in it, and. I'm funny with baths and I like baths. I've always got to have a shower unless I thoroughly scrub out a bath, even my own bath. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had a new bathroom in my own house for like 4 years and I've never had a bath yet. I've
Yeah.
always had showers. It's weird. But even if I wanted to, I couldn't because it was right in front of the spy hole. There was one time I was in the shower. I don't know if it was one of the kids or if it was him. I don't know, but I put toilet roll in the hole to block it so like you can spy in. And I was getting changed to go in the shower, and I didn't see a finger or anything poking it through, but I stuffed it good in a hole so that it wouldn't have just fall out without being poked out. And so somebody had poked it out. But I'm not kidding if it was the kids. I mean, definitely if the kids was like teenagers, came, oh, let's see, she's in the shower, I might see her bum or her boob. Different like then. But they were only little wee infants, like a few year old. So they weren't trying to get a look at a girl's boob or anything like that at our age. And unless they had just pushed it out, I don't know. But their room was at the back, so was mine and Jane and Alistair's. But Jane child-minded herself through her own business through the day. So, like, in the middle of the house, like, it was, like, a lobby area, big square lobby. She'd have, like, the kids' tables set up there for all the kids for, like, food and snacks and, like, arts and crafts and toys and stuff. And so, like, the kids would always be at the front of the house, not the back. Unless it was her own kids going through to their bedroom for something. So I know it wasn't one of, like, the child-minded kids.
Yeah.
And usually kids are Harley Rocket, so you'd have heard them. But I used to freak out or die of a shower and be right, like, cramped in the corner of it. So, like, maybe you could spy through the door.
Yeah.
Like, clutch up my leg, grab my boobs, grab my bum. Like, William, it stays with my heel, say, bird. But it's like, bird. And it's like, did I say that? Because that's what he used to say all the time, Alistair. It was like bird, but bar. I mean, like bird. It was horrible.
Okay, so. So there's a lot of sexual abuse at the time there.
Yeah, like. I mean, in the car was, like, obviously worse, but it wasn't so bad, like, if the other boy was there, you know, or the other, well, there was two boys that would sometimes go up. There was a guy, Scott, that was older than me, and then there was the boy that was James, younger than me. Scott used to go up, but then he got to that age, he was over 16, and then James had to stay there, the younger boy, all the time. Because there was no care place for him to go, so they had to keep him there all the time. So, also, why Scott had to stop going up as much as well. But when Alistair had his American car, it was like a sports Dodge car. You know, like, even when he would take it out, like, Jane would have the Cadillac. It was, like, comfort and bigger, you know, for, like, the kids. But it would be too noisy and you couldn't smoke in it. So sometimes I'd go in the Dodge with Alistair so I could smoke and... Like, if he was out on the car cruises and he would have, like, meet up with his other mates for their American cars, they were a bit creepy as well. But nothing, like, worrying, but just creeps. Like, you know, like, the boys would come up and say, oh, nice car, and they'd talk about his car. And he just didn't like it when boys would, like, speak and, like, look at me or anything. Yeah. Like, you'd get all jealous and moody and dicky about it. He used to, joke, but saying that, and I can if he would have. I mean, I could pretty much bet my life on it if me or my mate says, right, come on, Alistair, upstairs. I'm sure he would have said, oh, okay, in a flash, Ken.
Yeah.
Like, some people, if it came down, it would just creep on kids, but they wouldn't actually, but with him, I'm pretty positive that he would have. But he would say, oh, Ken, if it wasn't for the kids and the fortune of his car, he'd leave Jane and everything. But we just used to think he was cool because he'd give us fags and let us smoke and pick us up for, like, discos. And, like, we used to think Jane, his wife, was just Jane the 10, again, a morning-faced bitch. But obviously now we're older and because we're in kids, me and my mates, we realise Kenny abused his position across Kane. I mean, I'm glad he didn't touch up any other kids, but then I think, well, why me and my mates, Kane? Sometimes I feel, like, kind of bad because I took him into, like, my mate's life as well.
Yeah.
But any time he would, like, say, oh, so who's suck him off tonight. Me and my mate Kelly would just say, oh, Stacey, because she was a bit of a boot. Sorry, I shouldn't have said that, but she kind of was a bit of a boot. So we just, I was calling Stacey after people. I was saying, maybe I shouldn't have said that, really, that much. It sounds terrible, but it was like, either us or her. Like, I was my neighbour now, but any time we were out and needed fags, there was this guy, like a kiss, a snog, and he'd give you some fags. But it's like, we'd went fags, and she'd went fags and I, but it was like, when I was just calling Stacey or Abdi Ken, and we went a fag, it's like, right, Stacey, on you go.
Yeah,
okay. I'll give the boys a fag. Well, better her than us. But I can't, it's still a shame, she's still a person, but I still laugh about it when I think about it.
Yeah,
but I, when Alistair would say stuff, it's just like, oh, Stacey, Ken.
Yeah. So, look, I'll just now, so I will get all this written up into a statement for you. So is there anything else that you'd like to add to it?
No.
No. So further down the line, so once we've gathered all your records and reports, you'll have to do a witness statement with one of my colleagues. So it'll be a more in-depth, more detailed, so we'll have all the time frames and any records to back everything up. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. And would you like to request this with a female, or are you okay with either?
Either or.
Yeah, either or, no problem.
The team when I reported it to the police as well, like, the police made me feel like I was a dirty longing, and like a police mom is like, why not just leave it, Ken? What's the point in ruining a man's life now, Ken? He's a decent, respectable person. Like, okay, maybe he is and was, but he still betrayed his, position of trust. And, Ken, I mean, you're vulnerable as a kid, but when you've got family issues and you're put there to get help and support and looked after, it's real. Ken, that makes it worse, Ken.
Yeah.
And then when I reported him to the police and said he was really insensitive and really rude, and he's just making me feel like I went to just self-harm to get an emotional release. It's hard enough speaking about it. And then all this. Like, it's not so bad now because I've spoke more about it, but like at the time I had to go, like, the first time I really spoke about it and went into depth, kind of about it all. And then because I reported him, like, obviously he got into trouble from his work, the police. And he just came back marking up lies about man coming after him, how we have vengeance.
Yeah. Okay, right, so I'll get this all written up now for you. And then, so in regards to the applications that we can pursue, so like I mentioned earlier, so there's the fixed payment of 10,000, and that's a fixed amount regardless of the severity of the abuse you suffered, or there's the individually assessed payment of up to 100,000. So that's decided by a closed panel, dependent on the level of abuse you suffered. So based on previous awards, and so we're pursuing the individually assessed payment.
So okay. Is the redress just for, like, if you've been in jail?
Yeah, for care.
Oh, okay, because there was, like, I don't know, he got them, well, there was 4 charges, but one got dropped, so there was 3, but then he got only got the 2 out of the guilties out of the 3.
If there's any injustice from social services, if there's anything that happened to you while in the care of social services that you reported and they did nothing about it or sent you back to somewhere you were unsafe, that is also included.
Because I don't know what actual charges was and what, like, period it was. But then when I wasn't in his care, because I had my own house at 16, then that's when he was, like, even worse, because I was made adults and I had not any house, you can, and he could just please himself. So he actually got worse then.
Yeah, so in regards to schemes, so it's if you were under 18 at the time. So it's quite difficult.
Oh, right. The charges that he got was when I was, like, under 18 or about 18.
Okay, well, we'll be able to gather all those. So what was his name? Well, let's just, I can write it down, make sure I get the file in right.
Alistair Legg. He is on the sex offenders register now.
Is it the last name?
Just L-E-G.
Just like, and Alistair, is it A-L-L-I-S-T-A-I-R?
I think so. I'm not sure. He's only fucking Alistair Legg on the sex offenders in my area.
That's okay. I can try and double check that for you. So, yeah, so like I said, so I'll get this all written up now and then I'll get your application sorted. And then following this, I'll send you over the contract to sign. So it'll be a client care letter, a conditional fee agreement, and a letter of authority. And then it'll be part one and part two. So it'll include all the information that you've shared with me today and then the statement section at the bottom. And then if you're happy to proceed with this, then when you sign those, I can get your application sent over to redress. So I can get them done within the next 20 minutes. So would you like me to give you a call when I send them over to you?
Oh yeah, I please.
Yeah.
That person, when I sent my ID, I had it was a bill, but it was for Flint and Bishop, a debt agency for my electric bill or my gas bill. It
Yeah.
was not actually sending them direct. And
No,
then
that's okay. As long as it's got your name, current address, and a date on it that's within 3 months of today, that's fine.
oh, okay, it does. I.
Yeah, no, so that will all be okay. So you can send those over to us. We've got WhatsApp as well. I think I might have sent you a message, so you should have our contact details, or you can send them via email, whatever's easier for you.
Okay, just whatever.
Yeah. So I'll get this all written up for you and then I'll give you a call back shortly. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, it's fine. I'll
Perfect.
just go and get stuff that I need, like for my proof, anyway.
Okay, perfect. Well, thank you very much and I will talk to you shortly, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right. Touch soon. Bye bye.
Bye.